Grace, mercy, and peace be to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. It's an older song recorded by the artist Ray Stevens that goes something like this. Well, I ain't sitting up with the dead no more. I don't know about you. I ain't sitting up with the dead no more, no matter what you say or do. They say the dead can't hurt you because they've already left, but what they've left can sure make you hurt yourself. So I ain't sitting up with the dead no more, because the dead started sitting up too. He sang that song about his Uncle Fred, who was so hunched over that when he died, they had to chain him down in the coffin. And while the family was gathered around keeping watch over the body at night, the chain snapped and Uncle Fred just sat right up. Everybody went running and screaming from the house, I ain't sitting up with the dead no more, because the dead started sitting up too. Our stories contain moments like that this morning, the Valley of Dry Bones in Exodus and Lazarus bound, hopping out of his tomb. The dead started sitting up, raised through the power of God. These stories reach out to us with a note of great hope that no matter how lost we may feel in this world, no matter what may beset us, there is a God who reaches across any veil, transgresses any distance, who will meet us and find us where we are. To a people broken by exile and empire, who were dehydrated and scattered, God spoke through Ezekiel, O mortal, can these bones live? And of course, the mortal responds, only you know, God. And then the prophecy. Prophesy to the bones, may they come together, sinew and flesh. And then that breath of life. Prophesy to the breath. And a dehydrated, dried out, scattered people learned to live again. And the word spoke to them, by God through the prophet, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. Words of hope to those who were just worn out, who had lost maybe all sense of hope. A temple destroyed, a people divided, their very way of life threatened, who were feeling as good as dead and lost in the world. To them, God speaks, I will raise you from your graves. Prophesy to the breath, and not just breath, but that spirit, that ruach of God that hovered over the waters at creation, the breath that God breathed into the Adam, the earth creature, and created life, that breath that sustains, that kind of breath that can invigorate and make those who appear dead to rise and stand. It's that kind of hope that people carried with them when they saw Jesus, God's anointed, the one who had come into the world so that the world may have life and have it abundantly. We who have been walking with Jesus through John's gospel have encountered some of the signs of Jesus as we traveled through Lent, the water to wine in Cana, the words with Nicodemus, the man born blind, healed, and now, the final sign in John's gospel before the story turns to his passion, which we'll hear on Good Friday. Jesus' friend Lazarus was sick, and he seems to casually pay no mind to it. He lingers, he hedges. The disciples plead, but still, he doesn't go. It's God's will, he says. Rather, this moment is for God's glory, that the Son of Man may be glorified. It all seems a bit nonchalant to me. How could Jesus, knowing his friend was sick, not rush to the bedside to help? Jesus, whom we've seen kneel down and help others, at the word that his friend is sick, lingers behind. Perhaps it's only to ratchet up the humanness of the moment when Jesus stands at his tomb and weeps. And in that moment, another word of hope, subtle but there, a word of hope to us that at death, God weeps. That death does not go unnoticed to the one who created everything. That perhaps death was not God's intention when creation was set into motion. That perhaps that was not the end that God had desired for us or for creation. But that through human brokenness and history and violence, that's just what happens. And in the face of death, God weeps. And Jesus, through his tears, asks the stone to be rolled away and then cries out into the darkness of that tomb, but I also think into the depths of history, Lazarus, come out. Jesus speaking life just as Ezekiel had to a valley of dry bones. Jesus shouting in the face of death that it's not over. And Lazarus, still bound, by the way, makes his way out of the tomb. And then another powerful word from Jesus, spoken to Lazarus, but also across the history that God has been writing, unbind him and let him go. Powerful words for that moment, but also for us. How many times God works into our lives when we feel as good as dead, when we feel lost, forsaken, broken, dehydrated, detached, scattered, when we feel the depths of human pain and suffering, God shouts across the time and space, be free. I love you. Pretty much what Jesus said to Lazarus. We have a God of abundant life. Jesus said it just previously in a story that we'll get to after Easter when he's talking about the Good Shepherd. Jesus says, I come that they may have life, talking about the world. I come that they may have life and have life abundantly. Friends, we have a God of abundant life, who shouts across history into our very lives and says, be raised. Come out, stand up, be unbound, be set free. Because that's what God's love does. It frees us. It frees us from all that would dare hold us captive. It frees us from fear, addiction, anxiety. It frees us from the brokenness that we've created in our lives and in our relationships and in our relationship with the very created world. This love sets us free to be who God created us to be. Loving and beloved. Free. Empowered. That's the word that's going to come to us in 2 weeks at the tomb, so maybe I'm rushing Easter just a little bit, but it's Sunday. We're going to come to the table here in just a few minutes and receive a sign of that kingdom. We know the end of this story. Death no longer reigns. Jesus was raised. We have life forever and forever. Amen. And so today we celebrate that. And we can shout into the darkness of this world, into everything that seems forsaken and broken, be unbound, be set free, because that's how God intends it. Because that's how deep God's love runs. Nothing is untouched by the power of that love. That's what we celebrate today. And so be unbound, people of God. That's what God's love does for you. It sets you free. Be raised and stand up. Claim that freedom. Live into that empowering reality. And be joined to the one who says no to death and yes to life, forever and forever. Amen.